Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. Everyone wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants their opinion validated. Everybody wants their opinion valued. Nobody wants to be misunderstood. Everyone wants to be heard. But here's what I think the problem with that is. Just because everyone wants to be heard, people are willing to do anything to be heard. They're willing to hurt one another in order to be heard. They're willing to say just about anything in order to be heard. They're willing to go to whatever lengths it takes to be able to have a platform to say the thing that they want to say. Everybody wants to be heard. What if I told you that you were? What if I told you that you were heard? You are heard, even when you feel like no one's listening, even when you feel like your opinion is not valued, even when you feel like your very being is not valued. I want you to know that you matter to someone. First and foremost, you matter to me. I want you to know that this is a safe space where you can be heard. Like, you can share your thoughts. You can hit me on social. Like, we can talk about what it is that you're processing through. You are heard in this space. But beyond that, and even more importantly, you are heard by God. God hears you. Seriously, I want to read this to you. I want you to be able to see it. It says, and this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. I want you to know that God hears you. If you're asking anything according to his will, he hears you. He hears what you're saying. I need you to know that you are being heard by the God of the universe. He literally hears your every request and your every prayer. And you might say, well, then why aren't things happening in the way in which I thought that they would? Because prayer is about conversation. It's about talking with God, not talking at God. Talking to God, not talking at God. It's about him talking back to you. It's not about you just flinging requests in the sky and God being like, I'm going to grant all of this like some magic genie. But it's important to know, just to start, before you get any prayers answered, before anything else, that God hears you. Like, can you imagine that? Like, the God of the universe, the God that has done everything, that has created everything, he inclines his ear to you. David says that so many times in the Psalms. He says, incline your ear to me, O Lord. Like, he leans down. Like, he's literally listening for your voice. You are heard. And I know so many times we may feel like we are not heard, like we don't have a voice. And so, again, we'll do anything and everything to try to gain a voice in the world. You'll do anything and everything to try to gain a voice in that relationship. You'll do anything and everything to try to gain a voice within your family. What you end up doing is bringing hurt to yourself and to others around you, because you don't have the proper esteem needed to be able to know that you already are heard. How much differently would you live your life if you really knew, if you held in your heart that you were heard by God? How much differently would you live your life if you knew in your heart that you were heard, that God heard you, that he cared about you, that he was listening to the things that you said, that if you asked anything according to his will, he heard you? How much differently would you then try to walk around in your situations with other people? You wouldn't desire to be heard in so many other spaces if you knew that God heard you. So how can you walk into your day today? How can you walk into your work today? How can you walk into your life today knowing that you are heard, that God hears you? And if you ask anything according to his will, like, he hears you, and he may not always give you the answer that you want, but he will always give you the answer that you need. God is in the business of answering prayers. And if you're asking anything according to his will, this is the beautiful thing. He hears you. You are heard. You don't have to walk around today trying to feel heard from other people, even if they mishear you, even if they misunderstand you. You are understood. You are understood by God. That's really, really good news. Listen, I really hope that this encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.